You're listening to SBS News.
The junior coalition partner still undecided. Its leader, Barnaby Joyce, addressing the party room on Monday morning.
Colleagues, I want to thank you for your forbearance. We hope that in the next short period of time, we can come to some sort of decision.
After meeting for hours on Sunday to discuss a plan on net zero by 2050, Resources Minister Keith Pitt confirmed there's still no consensus.
The current position is no. We are clearly having discussions and those discussions will continue.
National Senator Matt Canavan says details of the plan are still lacking.
I felt after the meeting yesterday that I was being asked to marry a girl that I hadn't met because we just really weren't given the whole story.
Agriculture Minister David Littleproud defending the party's slow progress on the matter.
We didn't square the ledger last time. We let it slip through our fingers. And I can tell you, we don't care about how long it'll take. We'll make sure we get it right. Because last time we footed the bill and we're not going to do it again.
But with the Prime Minister attending COP26 in just 14 days' time, Opposition Climate Minister Chris Bowen says the government's time is up.
After 8 years in office, after 493 weeks in office, after 70,000 hours in office, Scott Morrison wants more time.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says he's confident a position will be settled, but wants it enacted in law.
So I have no doubt that the government will land net zero by 2050, but unless it's legislated, it can't be taken seriously.
The latter won't happen, though it's expected the Nationals will get billions of dollars to come to the table. Here's Nationals MP Darren Chester.
Every forecast that I've seen has indicated there are jobs potentially at risk in regional communities, and others have claimed there'll be more jobs created. Now, if we're so confident about those jobs being created, then we need to have a jobs guarantee for regional Australia.
While there's a strong chance a 2050 goal will be endorsed by the Nationals, increasing the 2030 emissions reduction target is off the table. Despite global pressure to do so, the resistance within the coalition is far greater. Greens leader Adam Bandt says that's not good enough.
Forget the whole kabuki theatre between Barnaby Joyce and Scott Morrison around 2050. That is a sideshow. What matters is 2030. The whole Glasgow summit is about taking action now before it's too late.
Labor is yet to reveal its 2030 target. The Liberals and Nationals hold their joint meeting on Tuesday, but a final resolution could take much longer. Shubha Krishnan, SBS News.